This is Twit.
So we sometimes on this show talk about how having internet connected devices can be a bad thing, and that there are some downsides to it. If a company stops supporting something and it requires an online server of some sort, it requires communication with that server, how that can be an issue. And then there are these concerns where maybe there's a kill switch that's out there that they could pull or push. Do you push a kill switch or pull a kill switch? Anyway, flip the kill switch. And maybe that's the name of this episode. Anyway, Samsung apparently can remotely disable any of its TVs worldwide. So if you make a Samsung person angry, say goodbye to your TV. I'm just kidding. That's not true. But this is an interesting piece from PC Mag. It's like, hey,
yeah,
if they needed to, they could disable it. I wonder if that means that they could do the same with their refrigerators, their washing machines, all of it.
Yeah, it seems to, originated from a story from South Africa where it looks like the goal is to prevent TVs from being stolen. It's like if somebody has stolen your TV and or a TV and it gets reported, they can use the serial and then basically prevent the TV from accessing that stuff. But I think it is just like, wait a second, do these all have this? And the fact that you guys are just doing this is like a weird situation. So I think it might be there's like some lit. It's to prevent people from stealing TVs, probably like higher crime or something in those situations that they're dealing with. But on July 11th there was a distribution center that was stolen, so it's like that's why they're like, oh, here's how we prevent this from operating. But everyone else is like, hey, hold on a second, you didn't want so kind of an odd story. But
with you know, now that we understand kind of how it works and what it's for, but you know, that's an option that's there. You wonder.